did. It took me about 15 minutes for them to say something and realize that it was fake. But I was trying to be polite. You know, the head coach was there, and I looked at it about six times, and Peyton was sitting right next to me, and he got up to leave a few times just because he couldn't hold in his laughter. And, you know, there's state tax on there, and, you know, some stuff I was confused by, but it definitely got me.
On Monday, Demaryius said you got a little googly-eyed when you saw that. You got something in mind for Demaryius and Peyton to get back at him?
Yeah, there's some stuff in the works, you know, hopefully. I got some intel from some people on his side, so it's going to be good.
Demaryius said if it happened to him, he probably would have reacted more demonstratively or been more disappointed than you were.
So. I think he's a little more frugal than I am, so I think he probably would have acted like it was a big deal. But I looked at him, because he's sitting across the table, I looked at him like, did he tell you about this? Because he didn't tell me about this. And, well, I shut down and slapped the bill on his plate, let him have it.
Pretty easy camaraderie with adding Wes to that mix already?
Yeah, he mixed in real well. He's a great guy, obviously a great player, we all know that, but personally, stand-up guy, fun to be around, works hard, and again, likes to have fun in the meeting rooms and, you know, in the locker room, which is huge for what we're trying to build here.
What is he going to bring to this receiver group that maybe you guys were missing last year?
You know, he's got some toughness. I think just watching film on him, the way he blocks in the running game is going to be huge because we want to get better in that area. And I think just his ability to catch and run after the catch and score touchdowns. And, I mean, he's a guy you're going to have to watch on defense. And I don't think they can key on anyone specifically offensively just because I think we do have a lot of threats. And in the way we plan to run the football, it's going to be a pretty dynamic offense.
Did you study him at all when you were a younger college player?
I watched him tape. I just, being a lengthier guy, I was a slot guy a little bit in college, and I definitely had tape on him. You know, he moves so quick, and he's just a different body build. And I definitely watched how he runs his routes and how he sets things up. But as far as every play, not as much.
Eric, is there any concerns at all in your mind that your numbers would go down when they signed Wes? And you and Demaryius did pretty good putting up some big numbers last year.
Well, you know, I think this year we're trying to play faster, at a higher tempo, maybe get some more plays in. Ultimately, there may be some passes or targets that are taken away, but in the grand scheme of things, it's about winning football games, and I want to get to, you know, the world championship. I want to win, have a ring on my finger, and if that's the case, if I lose some catches, if I lose some yards, it really isn't a big deal to me personally because of what our ultimate goal is here.
You think maybe you'll get some situations where you're the guy that's not getting focused on and maybe have more of an opportunity actually?
Yeah, depending on the game and the defensive scheme that goes against us, I may see more one-on-one coverages. You know, you may see opportunities in certain plays or certain calls that you didn't see as much last year. And that's something that we're going to build off. Obviously, we want to play fast, like I was saying, and have our core plays and make sure that we execute at a high level, and I think the rest will take care of itself.
Eric, last year when Peyton got here, he didn't know you guys, you didn't know him.
Yeah.
Having you around your belt at this point in time, and how much more advanced or further along are you guys?
You know, the comfort level is at a higher rate, and I think that just allows us to work harder and to make mistakes and be able to correct them faster. You know, that's something that happens in this game a lot is, you know, you're going to have times where maybe you fail, but that communication barrier isn't there anymore. You know, we're so comfortable with each other, and we understand, too, how he looks at certain defenses and you know, why he's calling the play he's calling. And I think, you know, again, that's going to allow us to play faster, get up to the line, and again, exploit defenses, especially here at home.
You know, you were at Duke last week. What else have you been doing this offseason?
Been relaxing. Yeah, I traveled around a little bit. I've, you know, as far as physically, I've massage therapist, did some yoga, did some things that I thought was going to make me prepared going into this off season. And the biggest thing for me too is just getting away and having that rest mentally, because you can get burnt out if you do this year round. You know, when we're working, we work hard, and when you have some downtime, just take it to relax and enjoy, you know, the time you have with your family.
How much of a motivating factor is the way the season ended?
Yeah, it still bites nothing in everybody. It's tough to kind of relive that game, and especially the opportunities I think we left on the field. You know, it's going to definitely fire us going into this year. We know our schedule is tough. We know it's going to be a challenge every week, but that's just going to make us work that much harder because we know that we have to win the overtime games, that we have to prepare and work extra hard, you know, whether that's 15 minutes extra, whether that's a half an hour extra, just to prepare for those overtime games and those circumstances that we may face.
Eric, looking at the draft coming up, can you just what was going through your mind as you waited to hear your name called?
It was a nerve-wracking, I think, just year, you know, just experience. That day, for me, was harder. That weekend was hard just because I was injured. You know, I was coming from a smaller school, not really a top-tier school. They wanted to see me run. All scouts did, all teams did, and I wasn't able to do that because I didn't have a pro day. Didn't be able to participate in the combine. But finally, when I got that phone call, you know, from the Broncos, it was a big relief. Just I was excited for the opportunity, you know, to play the game that I grew up loving, and to be with such a great organization. It was I cherish that moment, you know, every day that I'm here.
Schedule's going to come out tomorrow. How much are you going to pay attention? Any games that you're really interested to see where they're going to fall?
I'm excited to see what the opening day game is going to be. You know, obviously a lot of talk about matchups, whether it's Peyton and Eli or with anybody. But I think we know in this league every week's going to be tough. So we know who we got. It's just a matter of how they're going to structure it throughout the year. So it'll be interesting.
What was it like last week being around Eli and how he interacted with his Giants receivers and some pretty good receivers over there too? What was it like being around those guys?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because Peyton and Eli love to joke around with one another, and I think that makes, you know, us as receivers more comfortable. That these guys work their tail off, they demand the best out of you, but they like to have a good time. And Eli is the same way as Peyton, very laid back off the field in the locker room, but again, just a tremendous worker on the field. And the guys he has on his team are absolute studs. You know, Victor Cruz, obviously we all know about, and Lewis Murphy's there, and everybody else. Did a great job working out that week.
This passing game is incredibly dangerous, and obviously with the addition of West, it only gets more so. What about from the run game? What does this offense need to hit on all cylinders from those running backs?
Well, I think it's a scheme in general. It's not just the running backs. It's watching film, it was missed blocks, you know, as receivers or tight ends, offensive linemen. It was maybe not hitting the hole as fast. It was maybe not as comfortable with the play calling because it was a little bit different than the previous years. So I think making things a little more simple and working a lot harder in the run game, period, is going to make us better. We got the talent to do it. It's just a matter of execution. I think the more experiences we get, the better things will be.
The ball you were catching from Peyton last week, harder, firmer? Faster.
I felt a little more zip on it, but you know, I can't complain about his ball. It was tremendous last year. You know, just the way he threw it, and really every time he hit you in the numbers. And this past week, like I said, he had a little pop on it, and I think he was excited to get back and get that timing down. So we did a lot of good things.
Was there a nervous factor last year in working with Peyton that's a lot more comfortable this year?
I think it goes back to that kind of communication barrier. You know, he's a guy that I remember from middle school, just watching and really following throughout his professional career. He's been so successful for a long period of time, and he's a guy you dream about playing with and be able to get
middle
that
school?
Middle school, yeah.
Do you point that out to him?
I think I was no, I don't want to go there with him. Maybe I should though.
Remember the Duke invoice. Take shots.
I got something building.